MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africa's pending General Family Laws Amendment Bill seeks to overhaul the Divorce Act of 1979, the Matrimonial Property Act of 1984, as well as associated mediation laws. Now, as far as I understand it, the sweeping reform is a direct response to the Constitutional Court's October 2023 judgment, which found that spouses married out of community of property without accrual were left without any post-divorce protection, often women who supported households but had no claim to assets. Now, the proposed legislation would give courts the power to redistribute assets even when accrual is excluded or in marriages predating the accrual regime introduced in November 1984. Let's make some sense of this. I'm with a family attorney Bertus Preller from the firm Maurice Phillips Weissenberg. Bertus, a very warm welcome. So the major changes introduced by this amendment. Just explain to me what they are and what key gaps identified by the Constitutional Court then does it seek to fill?
The biggest change is that courts will now be able to redistribute assets between spouses who are married out of community of property without the accrual. So actually, in plain language, if a couple, you know, kept their finances strictly separate due to the antenuptial contract and the marriage ends, whether by divorce or even by death, a judge can now award a fair share of one spouse's assets to the other. And this was introduced to protect spouses who supported their partner or family without owning any assets of their own. So it was then that the Constitutional Court ruled last year that it's unfair and unconstitutional that these spouses, mostly women, who were homemakers, walk away with nothing. Mm. So actually, the law is catching up to ensure fairness, and essentially we're closing a loophole in a divorce act.
So what criteria then, Bertus, will guide a judge's decision in that asset redistribution?
Well, the new powers allow a court to transfer assets from one spouse to another if a judge believes it's just and equitable. The classic example is a couple who married out of community of property without the accrual, and let's say one spouse has built a business and properties in their name, while the other spouse maybe gave up her career to raise the children or supported the business informally. Now, under the old rules, the non-owning spouse had no claim, but now they will be left with a claim. So courts don't discriminate and would look at factors, how much they contribute to the household, or the other success contributions aren't just money. They include, for example, raising a family or running the home. And if the court's convinced, for example, that the stay-at-home spouse enabled the breadwinner to prosper, a court can say, okay, all right, let's say transfer 30% of the estate or 50% of the estate of certain assets to the other spouse.
So what impact, if any, does this have on existing antenuptial contracts, particularly those excluding accrual? Would courts be able to override such agreements?
Yes. In terms of the judgment, lawyers are already, when they issue summons now for divorces in matters where spouses were married out of community of property without the accrual, we are already now issuing claims for a redistribution of assets, notwithstanding the fact that the act hasn't been enacted yet, which will probably be in a year, in the next year or so. So the Constitutional Court already decided on that fact that you can lay claim to a redistribution claim before the amendment of the Divorce Act.
So, Bertus, in your opinion then, is this reform now pushing couples towards the accrual regime as maybe inherently fairer? And would it be better then for people to choose accrual from the outset?
You know, it's a very interesting question, because another question that pops up is whether in an ANC, you can, without the accrual, whether you can put a clause in to say, well, there's going to be no redistribution of assets, say it's a second marriage, for example. So that needs to be tested still. The problem with accrual usually in many matters that lawyers deal with is parties marry with the accrual, and then subsequent to the marriage, the husband structures a trust and build up the assets in the trust. So there's actually no accrual, and it defeats the object completely. The other issue as well is you can place a commencement value on your estate when you're married with the accrual, that then is increased by way of the consumer price index to the date of divorce. So that will be excluded, or you can exclude certain assets. So you could basically exclude so many assets that you find yourself, you know, I would say after 1 November 1984 when the law changes. So it all depends how the couple structure the estate after the marriage. So it could be to your detriment. Mm. You know, that's why I argue that we should have two systems in South Africa, one in community and then this equitable distribution that the legislator is now going to pass, because you can basically exclude assets to such an extent that there will be no accrual to a party.
Just a final one then. As a result of this, are you foreseeing potential unintended outcomes, maybe increased litigation, upfront legal costs, or even disputes over what constitutes equitable distribution?
Yeah, this is very difficult because that discretion is for the court. So I think in mediations and roundtables where you're going to try and determine, you know, a settlement or negotiate a settlement, you've got to put yourself now in the shoes of a judge to think what is equitable. And I think that's going to be a challenge for us as lawyers, because how do you determine that? And how do you agree upon that, you know?
I'm going to leave it there. Bertus Preller, thank you very much indeed. Attorney in family law at Maurice Phillips Weissenberg. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.